This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Staub Audio Engineering. If you have listened to any of the episodes, you have undoubtedly heard me talk about Mike and the phenomenal audio engineering work that he does. His mixes and masters are truly some of the best that I've ever heard. I love working with Mike on all of our Dreamfield tunes, on all of our Summit One tunes. He is an absolute wizard. Make sure to hit him up, inquire about mixing and mastering prices, and take your tracks to the next level. Oh, yeah. And Mike is also one of the nicest, kindest human beings you'll ever meet. Definitely hit him up and work with him. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of the producers, artists, and creators that are tuning into the show. My name is Cody Christensen, and you are listening to the Chilled Samples Podcast. Paul, man, I'm so grateful to be able to be sitting here screen to screen with you and knowing that you're alive, and knowing that you're safe. Just watching what has unfolded in the Ukraine since we last spoke 3 months ago has just been unbelievably wild, and I can't imagine what you've been through, what your people have been through. So just to kick this off, dude, I'm just so happy to see your face and see that you're okay.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, man. And we were chatting a little bit before we recorded, and from my end, I was just sharing that I was pretty nervous and still am nervous going into this podcast, just because I'm not a journalist. I'm not a reporter. Listeners of the podcast know what this podcast is about. And it's about artist stories and development. And this part of your story, the intensity of it, is something that I never anticipated having the opportunity to chat about, nor necessarily wanting to have to chat about something so severe. But this is your story, and this is the life that you're currently living, and in the true experience of the people in your country right now. So I think the best format for this is just providing a platform and a space for you to be able to share your story. And so, Paul, just to kick this off, man, we recorded our first episode, I believe, towards the beginning of January, or it was released in the middle of January. So I think about a month prior to the invasion. So if we can just kick this off, man, with what your life looked like in the tension that you felt leading up to the invasion of Ukraine.
You mean like before?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it was like, you know, everything was perfect. I think I got a lot of goals, a lot of plans. Everything goes well, like job, family, peace around us, lovely people and stuff like that. That you can command your time, you can do what you want to do and not scary about, will I wake up next morning, you know? So it was perfect. Right now, when you live what you live right now, you realize how perfect that was. So for me, peace will be the number one thing in the world right now and forever. Yeah. So yeah, like this.
Yeah, well, I remember as the tension was building, and just based on what news we were receiving in the U.S., I don't think very many of us, at least publicly, or at least people in my circle, like we didn't anticipate an actual invasion, right? We knew that there was tension and there was energy building, and so I was messaging you just to get your perspective, and I just remember you talking about there's like something's about to go down, so just kind of walk us through that first day of the invasion, like going from the night before feeling this tension, feeling like there's something major about to happen to the invasion actually coming to fruition and beginning?
Yeah, so I think maybe a week before this, I went to my hometown to visit my family, my mom and my dad, and there was a lot of news about invasion and about the war in Ukraine, about on television, stuff like that. And I don't really thought that it can be real, you know, because we've been friends with that country for a long time, and how it can be possible. So I just said to my parents that that's bullshit. I don't believe it, and came back to Kyiv, to my previous life, to my job, to music. And the night before, it was nothing happened, you know, like regular life, all good. And February 24, like 5 in the morning, my roommate, she just woke me up with all the bags and stuff, like, hurry up, hurry up. I don't realize what happened. Like, I'm just sleepy and I didn't hear nothing. Like, for me, it was what the fuck. And after 5 minutes of realization what's happening, checking the news, open the window and hear all the sirens, you know, people running, something bombing. Like, that was crazy, Morin. One of the craziest in my life. So I just packed my bag. I took maybe a few shirts, my laptop, got all the job there, like all my music catalog in there. So it's like the most important thing for me, and documents. And we, our friends picked us by the car, and we went out of the city. Nowhere. We didn't know where we're going. We just went to finding some space, some safe space. And we all worked in one company. This company called World of Comics in Ukraine. We provide like all these comics and the geek culture to Ukrainian. So our bosses helped us with the place. They got house in some type of forest, stuff like that. And they just gave us the keys and said, move there. So it was like, if it's in normal life, it can take about 50 minutes to get there from the city. That day, it was about 5 or 6 hours. Wow. Because a lot of cars, everyone trying to help themselves, like they're trying to move from the city, because Kyiv was one of the first places where it all started, like massively. So it was a hard drive, but safely, thank God we made it safely to that place. And we've been living there for few weeks, I think, because there been a lot of people beside us, like a lot of how to say it, all people that been in Kyiv and knew our bosses, they all been there because our boss is like one of the most amazing people in the world, and they trying to help as much people as they can. So it was like a lot of people there in this tiny house. And we've been there for a few weeks. No internet, no connections. We all on news, all our girls in Christ. Like, we can connect with our families because they live in other cities. And that was terrible. It's still terrible, but hopefully right now we got some type of connection and internet. So, yeah, it was about for a few weeks, crazy bombing, crazy, like living underground. That was crazy. But after that few weeks of all these scary things, they start bombing that area where we've been. So we need to move to another place, but we don't know where. Didn't know where. So we're moving from place to place, from place to place. And after a month, we back to that first place. And being there almost all April. And when everything started being a little bit quieter in Kyiv, and they asked us to leave. So we all understand, like, okay, and we back to our crib, to our apartment in Kyiv, and right now I'm here.
Yeah. Man, wow. Well, I'm glad you're back in Kyiv and you're back at your home. And
but it was not a good idea that we here. No? That's we here right now. It's not a good idea because yesterday we got a few bombs near us, and it's, you know, like you're going to sleep, and right now it's spring, it's almost summer. You want to open the window, breathe some fresh air, but you can't because all the sirens, they're playing around hours to hours, so it's impossible. And you always going down underground, going back to home, going down underground. So, and I don't know how it's going to be next, because right now, as we all know from the news, they got another situations in other cities that's in more hell than all. So we'll see.
Man, so as you were traveling to these new places in search of safety, so you hadn't connected with your family yet. You were only traveling around with your coworkers.
Bro, it's connecting with my family. It's like the most painful things for me, because my hometown and my family, they based in the city that right now by the Russians, unfortunately, because it's like important city for their strategy, important city to the Crimea and all this strategic stuff. So I've been without connection for almost a month. I don't know. I didn't know what happened there, how they feeling and stuff like that. And yeah, hopefully nobody will feel it that way that I felt, but it's impossible to sleep, eat, you know, all the stuff, making music when you don't know how your family. Thanks God, everything good right now. Like, it's still the Russians there, but I can call them every time I want. I know that they safe, if I can say that, but hopefully I can hear them at least. But if I look on this from another side, like Kyiv, not my main city, right, my hometown there, and if something happened to them or something happened with my apartment right now here, then no way I can go, you know. So long story short, I'm like homeless right now because I can't visit my family. I can't go home. So the only home right now, it's my apartment that I pay rent for them. You know, so nothing good right now. And if to be honest, we don't know, will my city will come back to Ukraine and how it's gonna be next and what my family is gonna do, because they like almost old, you know, so they can just take their bags and move something, and it's even impossible because nobody, you can't move in, you can't move out, you know, so or you're gonna get a shot. So that's,
man, yeah, Paul, I can't imagine what you're going through, man. And I mean, what have you been doing to just try to
to try to stay strong, to try and stay hopeful. I truly can't imagine, dude. This is, you know,
Thanks God you can't imagine, bro. Thanks God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep myself a little bit positive last days, because I'm fully understand that it's not going to end soon. So we need to try to learn how to live, like, you know, in this new situation. And I don't think that that will be a good idea to feel bad, and my family will feel it, that I feel bad, and it will be more terrible for them. So I need to try and smile, try to talk to people, trying to make what I can best. So doing my best. As I always say to all who message me, I'm always saying that I'm doing my best right now.
Yeah. Well, and Paul, that's unbelievably commendable. It's inspiring to hear you say that, to be holding on to your positive outlook. And, you know, I just remember, you know, our conversation, our first podcast episode was just so inspiring and filled with such optimism and energy, and that energy and positivity came from you, man.
Thank you.
So to hear you continuing to have that level of focus in such a trying time, such a trying period is it's beyond inspiring to hear. And once again, I can't imagine what you're going through, what your people are going through. And I guess the conversations that you're having with your friends in Ukraine, with the individuals you're interacting with in Kyiv right now, like what does the future look like? Like what steps can even be taken from your perspective to continue moving forward?
That's a good question. Firstly, I hope that I explain myself more correct, because I'm a little bit nervous, so my words can be like a little bit different. So I'm trying to focus on my English side. So what the future looks like? Oh, bro. Right now, all the fellas that I got in Kyiv, first of all, nobody have a job. There's no job right now. I mean, like, the few spots, but it's not like the job that you can work on, because it's already taken. So a lot of us trying to help our soldiers, our army, regular people, old people, with food, with cooking, on different kitchen, you know, like all the stuff, all the, what we can do, we're doing. Someone like paying money for that, someone who had money cook that, someone who had cars, they like transfer all this food to the people and to the soldiers, to the army. So like volunteering a lot, the most part right now. I'm trying to get myself back to the music, because the music was the only thing, I think, that helped me out. Like the music, and the main part in the community, our community, like our music community, bro. That's the most powerful, the most important thing that happened to me. First of all, to realize that there are so much beautiful people in our culture, in our community, in our close community. A lot of these people were the guests from your show. We all know that. And honestly, I don't think that it can be real. Like that people so lovely, so understandable, you know. It was not like I messaged someone, because you don't have time to that, you know, when you're trying to save your life, you don't have time to message with someone. And after a few days, I just checked my DMs. There were a lot of messages from the people with support, not only with the words. A few of them help financially. Like, all they can do, they did it. And they were always on connect, you know? It's not like, yo, bro, how you doing? All right, cool. And leave. No, every day someone checked me out, how I'm feeling, how I'm there, did I need something and stuff like that. And I honestly want to say thank you to those people, and I want even to name that, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to my producer friends, Casper, to Mike Staub Audio. You know him. That's a beautiful person, bro. In Love, Natasha Ghosh, Hofi Beats, my UK brothers, Banks, Big Home, Screen Jazz Master, Smith, T-Check, Misha Beats, 7Off, labels like Chill Hub, Chill Beats, 9to5, Playground, like Dimension, all that people, bro, they always on the side, they always on connect, you personally. It's, I'm so grateful to have all of you guys. I'm so grateful that and so blessed that all of you been with me, still with me, and I'm forever yours, and everything, someone, I'm forever will make everything for you because you made everything for me. So, yeah. And as I said about music, that that helped me a lot when we've been in that house. First house, I had just my laptop, but it's impossible to work on laptop. Only on laptop, I need at least headphones. And I leave my hard drive home in my apartment. And funny story, for me as a musician and for the whole community, I was so bad about it. I was so scared that I will lose all my music because my hard drive was at my apartment. And me and my friend, we went from that house and moved to this apartment for my hard drive. All these bullets, all these bombs, no matter what I needed. And we made it safely. Thanks God, we made it. I'm back to that apartment and took my hard drive and took one of my monitors just to listen how it sounds. And I've been trying to make music there with one monitor, so, you know, like always in mono. But some music engineers said that it sounds good in mono, it will sound good in stereo. Yeah. So I even made few beats there. It was awful. But it's like the process. Process helped me a lot, like to not think about all that. And, you know, when I'm making music, I'm dreaming about it and I'm so inside of that. So that helped me a lot. And about back into our question, number one, what the future? I'm trying to get serious into music, and as I had no job, I'm officially made my main goal for this year be a full-time music producer. So right now it's all about music and all about making tunes and help all the people.
Paul, how it's so powerful, man. And you know, we always talk about how unique and how loving our lo-fi and chill hop and chill beats community.
Yes, bro.
Is.
And you know, sorry, but the main part that I thought that a lot of guys from the scene, like, they're very successful, and you know, like, we can share some short conversation, like quick talk. And no more seriously, nobody give a, you know, like, what about you? Yeah, but what the country, Ukraine, yeah, no matter. No, they really are. They're really lovely. They're really supportive. Bro, like, I never talked to, for example, we never talked with in love, yeah? Like, he hit me up and been with me for a long time and still is, like, supportive me. And, bro, that's amazing. I can't even describe how it's feel, you know? I'm so sorry that the situation of my country made this possible, but I finally, if someone will say me one day that all our community is fake or it's all about money, about Spotify playlists and stuff like that, bullshit. No, it's all about love. That's why our music, their music sounds so good, sounds so positive, so lovely, because they people who made that music, they're really so lovely. They're really, like, it's impossible. Nobody will argue with me about it's fake and it's about money. Nah. Not at all. It's all about human, you know? So, thanks God to all these friends, yeah. To all of you guys. Love you forever.
Yeah, well, and we love you, man. And oh, jeez, this shows the just like you said, man. It shows the realness of this community. It's, you know, it is based out of love. It is this human connection, this human connection through music, and man, I feel so grateful to be a part of it, and I feel, you know, unbelievably grateful to hear all of the artists that you listed that have
it's not
out,
it's not even all of them, because it's will, you know, take hours to list me all of them, so yeah. Much love to all who I didn't mention. They know that they're really important for me and they're really important for the community, and as you said, yeah, I'm so grateful to be a part of this community, and we all should be proud of it, because we build up a really, it's like fantastic community. I can't say about, like, I never seen something like that, you know, so supportive. Like, not even, yeah. As I said, with not only with the words, with the action, with some moves, with donations, with everything, you know, like all these little puzzles, it's made a beautiful art of our community. And we are the face of this community, and thanks to universe, we should be proud of it.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. So, Paul, I guess I really want to use this time to figure out ways where the community can continue to help. And so, of course, I have two main points in mind. The first being financial support, and I would love to get your PayPal or a Venmo or some sort of way that the community can help financially. And before we dive into that, two, how can we help musically, with music being it's so hard to even talk about it. With you holding music to the core of your being, even in the midst of this situation, is there a way we can help by sending instrumental stems, where we can send, if we can just send beats, or like, is there a way that we can just send you collaborations, like no pressure on time, obviously, but just send you potential collaborations that you can work off of, if, you know, is there a way that we can help support via music?
All I can say, bro, you all already did it. So I'm really appreciated. And about, first of all, that you asked about financial stuff like that. Even if I will be on the street, for me, it's I can't ask for that, and I won't ask for that. You know, for me, it's personal. I don't want to make it like that. Right now, maybe I don't want to make it like this way. I'm preparing right now, like a sample pack, my own sample pack for all the community, because it's not It's not about the money, bro. So we'll see what happened. And about all the collaboration stuff like that, I don't want to use this situation like a potential to something like that, you know, in a good way, I mean. So everyone who want to make tunes with me or I want to make tunes with them, and we, if we feel that way, we will make it anyway. So thank you for the support for that. But for the moment, all the best that you can do, just keep being you. You know, you made a great thing for me, and keep doing this for all of Ukrainians, for all the support. You pray for us, and don't believe the news. The most part of it, don't believe the news, or believe it partly, or check another incomes. Talk to me if you want to know something about from the human being who here inside of all this hell. But news, not a good idea. So thank you so much for that opportunity. But long story short, it's not about the money. It's not about the perspective of collaborations. It's all about the love and to be making this life right now. So thank you for that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Paul, I'm going to keep praying, man. I'm going to keep praying for you and your people. I'm going to keep sending love for you and your people. I'm just so happy that you're alive, and I just want you to remain safe. I want your friends and your family to be able to remain safe, man. And I know our community is just going to continue to do what they're doing and checking in on you and sending their love and support. And thank you, brother. Thank you for being a part of this community. And we're all here for you, dude.
Thank you, guys. That's really important.
Yeah.
And I will give you back. Yeah, I will give you a beautiful music for sure. Because, as you know, when you got emotions, you start making a more brilliant songs. So right now, I'm full of emotions. And the only way I can express it is through the music. So I will make it for sure. And I'm trying to make it right now. And that will be my musician feedback to all of you, like to inspire you not only as a musician and as a person who make it true right now and still believe in music, still believe in community, still believe in peace, and trying to keep my mind fresh and clean. And, you know, a lot of us, a lot of Ukrainians right now, they are really, like, mentally, mentality about so aggressively to all the Russians, you know. And I understand that, of course, when someone killed all your family and ruined your city, it can be different way. And I'm one of them. But I see the difference between Russians who support this war and Russians who don't want it and say it loud. And they doing it in different ways, but they doing it. And we need to respect that too, I think, because I got a few friends from Russia, my musical friends. They're also so supportively, and they don't want it. But what they can do, you know? But I know that everything will be good. Everything will be okay. Right now, our country, one of the best countries, I think, in the world, of unity. Like, right now, everyone fight. Even grandmas, granddads, you know, child, everyone fight as much as they can. And they won't ruin our unity. If they want our country, at least they need to kill all of us. There's no way for another chance.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, Paul, you and your people are unbelievably strong, and you're showing that to the world of the unity and the strength. And man, it's wild to be watching this unfold, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to have the relationship with you where we can sit down and talk, and I can get your perspective, because your perspective is better than any news source that we can look up here. And I'm gonna keep praying, keep sending my love. I know our community is gonna do the same. And Paul, I know, and geez, man, like, you didn't, you know, you're only asking for prayers and loves, and that's that's inspiring beyond belief. And I just want you to know, if there is anything at all that you need from myself, from listeners of the podcast, from our community at large, like, ask, brother.
For sure, bro.
Don't hesitate,
yeah, bro,
to ask.
If when it's gonna be so dark here, and if there will be anything that I will need it, I'll let you know, for sure. Through the community, through Instagram, through whatever, I'll let you know. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thank you, brother. Let's wrap this up, man. And Thank you for being willing to share your story and to share your perspectives, and thank God that you're okay, and I pray to God that you continue to be okay, and that the people that you love continue to be okay, and that this situation as a whole works out in a way that allows as many people to be safe as possible. And I'm just going to throw it into God's hands and the universe's hands, and I'm gonna keep praying, brother. And we'll have you on again soon. And I know the community has your back. And once again, thanks for being willing to share your story
every
with
time,
us,
brother. For sure. Thank you all. One more time.
Yeah, of course, brother. Well, thank you, everybody tuning in. Just keep sending your love. Keep sending your prayers. Keep sending those messages. And we're praying.
Thank
for
you, brother.